everybody, and welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet.
Oh, hello. Welcome back.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
Orion, I have been watching Sliders.
No shit.
We talked about Sliders last week, and I have been watching it. You mentioned last week, you know, remember that show Sliders? What if you slided into a universe? If you don't remember the show Sliders, everyone, the show Sliders was this really awesome TV show in the 90s where the fat kid from Stand By Me built a cell phone that could take him to alternate dimensions. And Orion was like, what if you slided into a universe where everybody was cannibals? Well, I think at the end of one of the first couple of episodes, they slide her into a universe where everyone's a cannibal.
No.
But it's like the...
I ripped it off.
But it's like the very... Yeah, what a plagiarist. You remembered that from the 90s. It was like the very end of the episode where like sometimes they'll slide her out of the world they were in for the...
At the very end, yeah.
Yeah, and I know I should be saying slide and not slider, but it's funnier to me to say slider. So they slide her out of the world, and sometimes it just ends there. Like you see him jump in the portal and it's over. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you see where they end up, but that's never where they start in the next episode.
The next episode, yeah.
So at the end of one of the episodes, they were like in a cannibal place. But in the next episode, at the beginning...
They never pursued it.
Yeah. They weren't in Cannibal Town anymore. But there were cannibals involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good show.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those concepts that could potentially never end, but it had to at some point.
I thought that it didn't last very long, but it apparently got like 5 seasons. That's a pretty long time.
What was I doing? Yeah. I've only seen like 2.
Yeah, I thought it only got like 2. And maybe I'm wrong, but I swear when I looked it up, it had like 5. But whatever. That's
when I met friends, and we were hanging out, not watching TV.
Maybe. I was surprised watching it because my memory of it was... I remembered certain things about it, but my memory was like way off. You know how you can kind of do that? Like your memory gets fucked up over time. Because you're kind of recall, instead of remembering the thing, you're remembering the thing. And it kind of like, you kind of rebuild the memory every time. And it's like a game of telephone. It gets fucked up every time.
And you go back and you're like, wait a minute, no.
Yeah, my memory of the show, like it looked different in my head. I don't know how to explain that right. But like, what is that guy's name? The fat kid from Stand By Me. Oh, no. I know it. Jerry O'Connell.
Yes.
He has the coolest 90s guy hair, like Joey from Blossom.
Oh, yeah.
In Sliders. But in my head, he had, you know, normal short hair like a man would have.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Nothing that stood out.
Yeah.
As the era.
And there's a kind of cute but kind of dykey looking girl that I completely forgot was even in the show.
Oh, God.
I forgot all the characters but him and there's a professor. John Rhys Davies, I think, is the actor who plays the professor. I remember those two. I completely forgot about the
dykey chick.
Yeah, she's not really dykey, but she's got a dykey haircut.
Yeah,
and she wears high-waisted 90s jeans a lot. And then there's the crying man, who's a black guy.
Oh God, yeah.
who was in the Spinning Tops, kind of like the Four Tops in this old like soul band. I don't know what you call it, but And in the pilot episode, he's like, he's got this big gig where he's going to sing the national anthem at a baseball game. And he's been kind of like, his career is in the toilet at this point. Like everybody's forgotten about him. He's not with the Spinning Tops anymore. And this part kind of bugged me. Like, I kind of liked the show. And obviously you can't hold it to too harsh of a scientific scrutiny.
Yeah.
But this kid, the fat kid from Stand By Me, whose name I already forgot again.
Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell. He's building this thing in his basement, and he was trying to, he was researching anti-gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I haven't figured this anti-gravity thing out, but somehow I accidentally stumbled upon this wormhole shit. And I think I've almost got it figured out. And then he kind of does figure it out, and he ends up sliding. That's what he ends up calling it, going through these portals. But he's making these portals in his basement, and he tells the professor about it, and he tells his dykey kind of girlfriend, but he's like a dope and is completely clueless to the fact that she's into him.
Mm-hmm.
He tells them about it. They go down to the basement, and he's like showing them, and then they're like, we should all go. And the professor's like, I don't know if we should go at all. You know, we should. This needs much more study before we send a human being through. And then they eventually decide to go. But he's like, I got to turn up the power. I've never sent 3 people through at once. So he turns up the power, and they go through, but him turning up the power makes the portal fly through the wall, up through the ground, out into the street, and it sucks up a Cadillac with the crying man in it on his way to the baseball game. And it's, I know you have to like take the science part of the show with a grain of salt, but why did the portal pass through? Like, they didn't come out the other side and there's a big like snake of dirt and basement wall. It went right through the dirt and the grass and through the basement wall and up through the asphalt, but then it sucked up a Cadillac and a dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's very picky and choosy, this portal. And it's not like it just shot off in one direction. It like kind of curved up. It was like it was homing in on his car. So not very scientifically accurate there, Sliders.
I'd have to imagine in every episode, because I don't recall, the professor is always the one that's like, I don't know. They're like,
oh yeah,
fuck you, we're doing it anyway.
It does get a little bit formulaic at times.
Yeah,
like the professor is always the voice of, almost always the voice of, yes, reason.
Yeah.
The
that's
main
an element you need.
The main character is kind of, I guess he's sort of neutral. I guess in a way he's sort of like the audience's avatar, because mm-hmm. he's just kind of neutral to shit.
Yeah.
But he's a good guy. But then he's also supposed to be a super genius. So sometimes like he just spits out some brilliant shit. The kind of dykey chick is always like she's the one who believes in supernatural shit. And
ugh.
She's the one like, she's a bleeding heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crying man, the black guy, is afraid of everything.
It's a great element.
He's like
for a show.
He's like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. He's afraid of everything. He's the first one to run away from anything. And he's the first.
Leave the group.
He would be the first one to put their lives in danger for a sandwich, you know? I don't give a fuck. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I watched an episode today where they went to a planet, an Earth, mm-hmm. where the gender roles are reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Women are in all the positions of power. And it's not like an accurate role reversal, because it's like,
there has to be some exaggeration.
Yeah, well, like,
there has to be.
All men are basically stay-at-home dads. like as if Jesus. That's what women are, yeah, in our world.
All and the commercials of cleaning, you know, cleaning products involve men on the television.
Well, and I know the 90s were like 20 years ago or whatever, but I don't remember anybody that wouldn't get laughed at saying like, a woman in politics?
Yeah.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. But it's like this huge revolutionary thing that these dudes wanna, that the professor ends up running for mayor. Mm-hmm. And he's all up in arms about how this society treats men. And then the chick is all like, well, this is what it's like for me every day in our world. And so there's this like gender-based fight between them. And he ends up running for office just to kind of like inspire the men of the world to rise up. And I thought that episode was really kind of annoying,
yeah,
because it,
the concept itself had to happen, you know, it had to have come up.
Well, I
in
felt,
all the episodes.
I felt like in order to make it work, they made characters do things that they wouldn't do. Like the crying man. they didn't have any money, and so they decided to try to get jobs. And a few of them went out to get jobs, but the crying man, he was a singer.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just standing out in front of a building singing on the street corner, holding a hat out, and people were putting money in it. And this woman, like this high-powered businesswoman, pulls up in a convertible and just kind of smiles at him and gestures for him to come to the car. And mm-hmm. he comes over to the car and they're talking. She's like, wow, you really got a gift. You're really good at this. And he's like, oh, shucks, thanks. And she's like, you know, I'm a record executive. I could, you know, maybe hook you up with a deal or whatever. How about we talk it out over lunch? She invites him in the car. They go out to lunch. Basically, she's like a womanizer.
Yeah.
She's kind of a sleaze, and she just wants to fuck him and leave him.
Yeah, and like men do,
like,
you know?
Like, she's like a sleazy old guy who's a record exec, like preying on talented, young, naive women.
Mm-hmm.
But it's role reversal. But I cannot imagine him actually like being upset with this. Like, she takes him out to dinner. Or lunch first, and then they go out to dinner later. Or no, they have dinner at her place, but they have this fancy dinner. So she's giving him all this nice food. She's going to let him stay in her place. They sit down on the couch, and she starts like rubbing his hair and stuff. And she's not like gross. He's into her. But
oh yeah.
But he's also acting like, I'm uncomfortable with this. I'm
it's being treated ridiculous.
I'm being treated like a piece of meat.
Like a sleazy guy would stop, like a sleazy male executive would stop and pick up some nearly homeless chick, you know,
well,
singing on the street.
If she was cute enough, he might.
I guess I could see that.
I just, that's not the part that bothered me. The part that bothered me is that I just don't think he would give a shit. I think he'd be all about it. Like, this chick's all over him.
Free pussy.
Maybe the dudes in their world would be freaked out by this because they're, like, they're used to being treated like a piece of meat and they can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be all about it. He'd just be like, this hot broad wants to just bang me, like, immediately. Okay, cool. And he's, like, acting all uncomfortable about it. And then he gets weird after they bone, like, the next day. She's at work. And he's just hanging out in her house. And this dude comes over, and it turns out that's her ex-boyfriend. And he's, like, at first he's mad at the crying man because he's with the other dude's chick, but they broke up. And then he starts crying about how she's so abusive emotionally, and he ends up leaving and saying, don't let her break your heart or whatever.
Jesus.
And then after that, she comes home and the crying man is like, oh, I feel like you could pay more attention to me. Like, they're having this weird, you know, role reversal, gender role reversal fight, stereotypical thing, but it's just totally not shit he would say. And he would need to be a lot more invested in this relationship to feel this way. Like, they've been there for a couple days.
Jeez. That just screams like, you're watching it and all you can hear subconsciously is like, hey, get it. It's working.
Yeah. Well, I also coincidentally saw a video called, what was it? Love Is All You Need, but with a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it. And it was a video on YouTube. It was like 20 minutes long. It was like a short movie about what would it be like if the roles of gay people and straight people were reversed? What if being gay was the norm and being straight was like made you an outcast?
Mm-hmm.
And
because that would work anyway.
I kind of couldn't take it seriously.
You can't.
Like, the point of it was like to show straight people who don't fully understand how bad it could be to be the outcast or whatever. But like, I kept getting distracted by things like, how does this work?
Exactly.
Like, there's some kind of sci-fi subplot that you never get privy to, because there's some mention of like a breeding season, because the gay people think heteros are disgusting, and all the nice, you know, suburban families are all gay people, but they have kids. And so there's some like offhand mention of like a breeding season. So I guess like they go un-gay for like springtime. I don't really know. And I get distracted by shit like that. Like, how does the science of this fucking thing work? I don't understand. And
should have been thought through better.
And they sort of seem to try to do the role reversal with the gender roles, too. Like, at one point, this little girl who's kind of the main character, one of her mommies is like, the little girl's like, I want to try out for the drama club or for the school play or whatever. And the mom's like, I thought you were trying out for football, or I thought you were joining the football team. And the little girl's like, I did try out. I didn't make the team. And the mom's like mad
because
she's not manning up enough and joining. And she's like, isn't acting for boys? Because they're trying to do this role reversal thing with the gender roles, but
completely mirrored.
They didn't they seem to kind of half ass that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like either they just half-assed everything, or there's this like nuance and backstory to this thing. Like, I want the movie Bible.
Yeah.
You know, that explains, like, when you're writing this scene, you need to keep these things in mind. This is what happens in this world. This is how the political structure is set up. This is how they mate. That's what's going through my head this whole time. Meanwhile, this girl's killing herself because she got bullied.
Oh, Jesus. That's a huge distraction, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's this horrible scene that goes on forever where she's slitting her wrist in a bathtub, and it'll show her crying in a mirror, which happened before she was slitting her wrist. Then it'll show her close up on her wrist, slitting her wrist slowly, which drives me nuts. I can't take it. It's like slicing an Achilles tendon, slitting your wrist. That stuff just makes me cringe like crazy. And so it's cutting. And she was also doing it like down the road, not across the street or whatever. She was doing it the right way, which also took me out of it a little bit. Like, I feel like kids don't know how to slit their wrists right. But I guess that's one of the differences between our world and their world.
They do it across the road.
Yeah.
Because they want to do it wrong on purpose so they get the attention.
Or they just don't fucking know. Like, I feel like all the older movies I saw where people slit their wrists, they did it sideways.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ever talk about slitting your wrist and you, like, motion it, you do it sideways. Oh, yeah. It's just, like, that's the thing. I don't know. Gays are wrong.
What a terrible thing to put out.
No, I mean, it's not a terrible thing
get
to put out.
Get the message, guys.
What
not
I think
really.
Is funny about it, though, is that I could easily see a homophobe watching the video.
Yeah.
And instead of walking away from it going, man, how awful the way they treated those hetero kids. This must be what it's like to be gay.
Yeah.
What I think they would more likely take away from it is, wow, this is what it would be like if we gave gays the right to get married. Yeah. This, you know, give them an inch, they take over the world.
Yep.
Next thing you know, our kids will be beaten up in school.
Killing themselves.
We can't go outside for fear of being persecuted unless it's breeding season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Sliders is good. I'm in season two already. Oh, I think, man. I just started watching it a couple days ago.
Yeah. I got to tell Aldi about that. She's looking for new shows. And I could say, yeah, I'll watch it with you, Kyle, but I will never. She's the show watcher, and I will never get the bandwidth to, like, okay. Well, here's the thing. Here's some guy talk. She'll be doing her thing on the internet. We come home from work. She gets on the internet, and I just sit on the couch some nights, you know, just hanging out with her. I'm present, you know. But as soon as I leave the room to do my own thing, it's like, oh, you're ignoring me. But she's totally involved in the internet. And it's not just Facebook, but, you know, she's checking her shit. She's looking into shit. Whatever she wants to do, as soon as I leave the room to do that, or if I go to get the laptop and bring it back out.
So you have to be there while she's ignoring you.
Yeah. That's what I feel.
Man, it's like you're living in that slider world.
Sometimes, not all the time.
All the time.
But it's, I don't know. I shouldn't talk shit because sometimes I'll go and do my own thing. And she totally understands, you know, she's like, I'll be like her, you doing cool, you know, we're not going to fight about this later. She's like, no, I'm fine. You're fine. I'm fine. Okay, we're doing our things. But sometimes it's what, you know, me doing my own thing suggests, you know what, fuck this bitch. Like I'm purposely just trying to get back at her.
Well, this is because
so I will never be able to watch any shows ever, ever, ever.
This is because heterosexuality is a sin. You need to ditch that bitch and get with a man.
I haven't thought about
Orion it. Nodded. No. For those listening, Orion nodded. He was like, yes, I do need to get with a man.
Yeah.
That is true. Is everybody okay?
Yes, well, I'd be better if Mr. Brown would stop landing on my ass.
I think I bruised my vagina.
Oh, man, why can't we ever land on a world made of pillows and hamburgers?
Guys, I think we got a problem.
What is it now, Mr. Mallory?
We slid before we got a chance to save the last hour of the podcast.
My hair's a lesbian.
You blistering idiot! That podcast was the single most important achievement in all of human history. And you're telling me it's been lost? Unbelievable.
Oh, you gone and done it now, Q-Ball.
I don't know what to tell you, Professor. It's just gone.
There are ghosts living in my head.
Yes, very good, Miss Wells. So, Mr. Mallory, what do you propose we do now?
Wait, I think I got something.
Well, what is it, Q-Ball? Is it a ham sandwich?
No, it's a story. We could just plug this in to fill the missing hour.
Yay, story.
Are you sure it's long enough?
I don't know, but it's gonna have to do. It's called Frogs in Space. And it's by someone named Agent M. Legolas's golden lashes fluttered against his pale cheeks, a sterile blue light burning his pupils. After a moment of disorientation, his senses began to refocus. His pointed ears perked at the mechanic hum surrounding him. The acrid smell of formaldehyde filled his elegant nostrils. Slowly, the blurred green forms before him sharpened into glass edges, into bubbling cauldrons holding human figures. They stared back at him, floating in a murky brine like amniotic fluid, the tops of their heads bobbing up, scraping the glass surface in a horrible whine. Realizing what he was staring at, Legolas started, only to realize his hands and legs were restrained by bands of blue light that crackled at his movements.
"Wouldn't do that if I were you,"
a voice muttered beside him. The elf turned and saw a man, a strange man. Unlike the subdued earthen colors he was used to seeing in the forest of Rivendale, the creature, no, man beside him, wore a garish, flame-red, skin-tight garb, black lines running across his arms, legs, and chest. For a moment, the black lines appeared to be spider webs restraining him, almost as if he had fallen to the Spider Queen. But no, he had the same ethereal restraints clamped around his arms and legs as the elf did. His head was tilted down, soft brown hair covering his eyes. Legolas could tell, however, from his jaw and mouth that he was a human.
"What's going on?"
Legolas cried.
"I was sleeping in the field of Eldoroth, only a day's ride from Winsguard, slightly adjacent to Herefin, whence upon falling into dreams I awoke in such a..."
"Yes, I know,"
the strangely attired man said.
"I don't need a fucking monologue, and don't ask me where we are. I have no clue."
"Wherever we be, either clutches of Mordor or the bowels of Lolagoth, we are truly in danger,"
Legolas said, his voice like a nervous tinkling of distant bells.
"I sense no life from those unfortunate souls in those glass jars. No good can come of this."
"No shit,"
the man muttered. His head was turning side to side now. It paused, a slip of his brown eyes showing underneath his bangs.
"Considering the ill will we're looking at facing, we're not going to get out of here unless we pair up."
Legolas blinked quickly, then remembered in human. That had several different translations.
"But of course,"
he breathed, his rasping like the gentlest touch of wind against blending lilacs.
"That's bending lilacs, you blistering idiot."
"Yeah, well, you were also supposed to rasp."
"Fine. All right."
"All right. Now I found that when I bang my head on this panel against my head, it shorts out the footlight shackles for a split second,"
the man continued.
"Unfortunately, I can't manage to pull my legs up and bang my head at the same time. Do you think you could do it? Are you fast and flexible enough?"
Legolas nodded like a headbanger.
"All right,"
the man sighed, stretching his head away from the panel behind him.
"On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Bang! The man unclenched his eyes and looked to the side. Legolas was doing a 180-degree split in midair, smiling triumphantly.
"Great. Now put your feet on the ground and scrape your bow towards you. You see it there?"
Gingerly, Legolas' slender, pointed toe with evergreen shoes, woven from the fur of the Altharoth of the 7th Elven Sphere and embroidered with the silver thread of the Maiden Queen.
"Will you fucking hurry up?"
snagged the bow and shuffled it towards himself until it was nestled firmly between his feet.
"Good. Now you see that control panel near the door? Can you reach it? I don't know, with your feet or something?"
Legolas smiled cattishly at the man, then lifted the tip of the quivering bow to his parted mouth. He bit down on its end tightly and, with the narrow bands of muscle around his throat dancing with exertion, lifted the bow completely off the ground. He floated the opposite end of his weapon across to the metal panel adorned with blinking lights, then started tapping at them randomly. Tap. One of the modules before them ejected, the figure and its accompanying liquid draining down to who knows where.
"Oops,"
Legolas muttered between his teeth.
"Never mind that. Keep pushing."
A few more clumsy taps and a red light activated. Simultaneously, the electric restraints flickered off and the two of them toppled to the floor.
"Fantastic,"
the man said, scraping to his feet. He reached out and offered his hand to Legolas, who was still winded. The elf looked up slowly to the other being, which seemed similar enough to the humans he'd met before, although he was less grizzled and did not smell of orc blood. Actually, the man was very clean-shaven, almost as clean as an elf, and quite handsome. He carefully took the hand offered to him, although there was no reason, as he had excellent balance.
"Thank you,"
Legolas said after he was helped up. His dazzling glassy eyes peeped again and again at the young man's features as a rosy tint kissed his cheeks. Peter Parker stared at him.
"Dude, are you gay?"
"Gay?"
Legolas responded slowly.
"What is gay?"
You know, homosexual."
"I am an elf,"
he chirped.
"I am son of Thranduil, ancestor of..."
"Okay, I get it,"
the man said, holding up his hand.
Let's just get out of here.
Not so fast, you scallywags!
Wait, time out. Rembrandt, why are you doing that weird voice?
I thought I was supposed to be Kermit, man. We not doing voices?
Whatever.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
The man covered his face.
Don't think you can escape, for you are my prisoner!
Across the room, a metal door slid open, revealing a very short, oblong silhouette. From the dry ice mist, a green felt frog, nude, stepped forward, his right hand holding what could only be described as a 1950s ray gun.
An orc!
Legolas cried, aiming his bow and letting fly one of his white arrows. The arrow shot through the frog's head, then wobbled.
Ow! I just got a splitting headache!
The creature said, turning his head side to side for comedic effect. The man beside Legolas stared and stared at the creature, then took a step forward.
What the hell? Kermit? Kermit the Frog? What the... You're a puppet!
A puppet?
Legolas echoed.
Laughed
Kermit.
You're correct, Peter Parker. Kermit the Frog here, puppet extraordinaire. Or at least, I was a puppet. You probably saw my TV show.
How are you real?
Kermit looked down, his bendy arms flexing over his stomach.
I'm not sure about that, boyo. Only that I'm here in this time. Pigs in Space was on a routine mission when we hit a black hole and got sucked into an interdimensional time shift.
Kermit went on for several minutes, speaking very convincingly in very impressive scientific terms about how this occurred. Needless to say, both Legolas and Peter Parker were thoroughly convinced of the validity of his story.
So in order for me to return to my right time, I need to create another giant rip in the space-time continuum.
The wire in his arm waved his free hand towards the glass modules.
The only way to do this is to take beings from alternate universes and inject them into the black hole, therefore creating a time-space tear. And that's why, my friends, you're going to have to be shoo-shooed into one of these tubes and launched into space!
Never!
Screamed Peter Parker, and with one thwip of his hand, he knocked the plastic ray gun across the room. Two more white arrows shot into Kermit's chest.
Oh no!
The frog wailed, running in a circle and waving his hands.
Hey, Blondie, let's get out of here.
Parker grabbed Legolas' hand and ran for the door.
Computer, initiate maneuver 56-1,
Kermit said. Metal clamps dropped from the ceiling and grabbed both Legolas and Peter. They squirmed, kicked, and discharged web, but couldn't free themselves.
Yay!
Kermit wailed, his felt noodly arms undulating in the air.
This can't be happening. Not even God or the devil could make this happen.
Peter said between his teeth. The claw lurched him towards the capsule as another robotic arm unscrewed the top of a cylinder.
Peter!
Legolas cried, but it was too late. He was dropped unceremoniously into the holding tank and, scraping the sides in desperation, stared wildly at Legolas as the green liquid rose. Legolas looked away before it passed his chin.
Stop this! Stop this, please!
Legolas begged, kicking his feet.
I'll do anything if you only spare him!
Kermit's face flexed.
Anything?
Anything!
Legolas screamed. Kermit called another command, and the waterline froze just above Peter's nostrils. The claws holding the elf gently placed him on the spaceship's floor. Kermit's little green felt hand brushed against Legolas' face.
Call me Kermy.
The end.
Everybody, we're back from the break you didn't even know we were taking. This is 2 weeks in a row we lost a good chunk of the first half of the episode, and this time we lost a huge chunk. There was this, we lost like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like we lost like an hour of talking about
gold,
women, and how you and Crafty Matt are dating the wrong ones, and you guys were just like a couple of old sitcom dads.
Just rah, rah, rah. My wife does this and my wife does that.
It was better than that, I promise. But But it's gone now, so you're screwed. Sorry, Miss Nick. The one person who's going to be listening to it recorded. Oh, I'm so frustrated now. If you're a new listener, we have this audio interface thing that we connect the audio equipment into, and then it connects to the computer, and it is a real piece of shit. It's a real asshole. Mm-hmm. We've decided to start calling him old Grandpa Bolt.
Yeah.
And he's ornery lately.
Mm-hmm. A mind of its own.
If you ever hear us talk about going robot, that's when the audio coming out of the computer decides to start sounding all garbled and weird and distorted. That's old Grandpa Bolt. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know what? I don't feel like streaming this clean no more. Sometimes he just decides we're not going to record anymore. He just says, you know what? I'm out. I fought in the war. I'm old. I deserve respect. And you guys are making me do this for hours at a time after midnight. Fuck you. I got to be up at 4 a.m. for a sale. And then he just shuts off.
And that's what happened tonight, yeah.
Yep.
Big chunk lost.
He's a real asshole. Right now I've got Ustream recording this as well as how I normally record it on my hard drive. So hopefully, I guess I'll just keep doing that in the future as a backup. Part of the reason I wasn't doing that before was because I just didn't like the idea of people listening to it on Ustream. Mm-hmm. I think I can privatize them if I really don't like that for whatever reason. But I just, you know, I'd rather have people listen to the episode. And if I don't privatize it or whatever, then anybody can just happen on our Ustream channel and listen to all the junk that went on. But I guess I'll be doing that from now on just as a backup. But
yeah, it feels like someone really cool that I knew died.
Yep, that's what it feels like.
Really cool.
BAME says, so this is a Firewire problem. Yeah, how hard would that be to replace? And or could we reasonably do the show without it? Well, we used to do the show without it, and it introduced this horrible buzz, and it was a real bitch. It's actually better with it, even though it doesn't seem like it. I mean, it could be replaced, but it would probably cost around $200-$250, which isn't insane.
That's a lot of dough.
But
see, when I heard that comment, it struck me as an asshole comment, because it was, I've got a solution, guys. Just buy all new shit.
Well, I mean, he did ask
how
hard would it be to replace. Yeah, yeah. He didn't say just fucking replace it, dickheads.
We've lost an hour of good stuff. Kyle's ornery. Is that the term to use?
No, that's Grandpa Bolt's. He's ornery. I'm pissed.
Yeah,
I'm just mad. Mm-hmm. Oh God. Hey, you want to hear me defend a horrible criminal, an indefensible criminal?
Yes.
Someone that no one would ever attempt to defend. Let
Why
me
not?
See if I can find it. Here we go. I don't even remember. Oh, I think M, listener M, friend of the show M, sometimes co-host of Alpha Counter M. She posted this to her Twitter, I think, and it said something like, I've lost my faith in humanity or Jesus Christ humanity or something like that. Like, she was appalled. Mm-hmm. And reasonably so. However, I think this article is unfair. Infant used as shield. cowardly dad uses 7-month son to keep police at bay. Okay. In an act of implausible cowardice. This is where I think it's being unfair. In an act of implausible cowardice,
unthinkable,
an Oregon father chose to use his infant son as a human shield during a standoff with police. The Huffington Post reported April 22nd that deputies from Clackamas County attempted to arrest Raleigh Reynolds. That's a crazy name. Like, that's, you're going to be a weird criminal with a name like that. Raleigh Reynolds, a man wanted in connection with a recent burglary in Estacada or Oregon. Estacada, Oregon. While they were at Reynolds' home, he was seen fleeing into a neighbor's house. Officers pursued Reynolds, who barricaded himself inside the home, later identified to belong to his sister. After trying unsuccessfully to flee the house several times and finding that he was surrounded, Reynolds exited the house holding a 7-month-old child in front of him and positioned the child as a shield between him and the deputies. Reynolds initially refused commands from the police, but did eventually release the child. The child, Reynolds' son, was not injured during the incident. He was released to Reynolds' family at the scene. Reynolds was booked into the Clackamas County Jail on burglary, as well as additional charges of obstructing governmental administration, endangering welfare of a minor, and resisting arrest. Reynolds is the same man who accidentally butt-dialed 911 during a drug deal gone bad. So he's not the brightest. But what I think is unfair about this is calling him a coward and say, how could he do this to his son? You would rather have the police shoot your 7-month-old son? What a monster. No, he's being pursued by the police. They're drawing guns on him. He's trying to get away. They're not going to shoot a baby.
Yeah.
If I put a baby between me and the police, they won't shoot at me.
Trigger happy rookie over there. You never know.
It's not like he thought this baby will stop the bullets. I'll just put this in front of my face. This baby. Of course. I mean, that's dumb. He wasn't being a coward because he put the baby in front of him. He was being kind of clever. I mean, he could have just ran out there in front of the bullets.
And he refused commands. Well, no shit. You know, he's on a mission. He doesn't want to get arrested. This is almost educational. You grab a baby and you can do whatever you want. You can get away. It's the best hostage because you know the police aren't going to shoot, or even, you know, they might holster their weapons, you know, put their weapons down in case they might bump the trigger. I don't know.
I just think it's not fair to call him a coward.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's accurate. So that's it for that. Like, I don't have anything else to say about it. I just think
were to rob a bank, I would carry my son with me, and sure, they'd follow. Police would follow if I get my car. I still have my son, you know, shielding me, which I think is silly.
But it's like a metaphorical shield almost. Yeah, you're not like I said. He did. I doubt he thought. Maybe. I mean, he did butt dial 911 while doing a drug deal. He's not the smartest. But I doubt he thought, Raleigh, let me grab this tiny thing that won't even cover me, mm-hmm. and it's made of goo. That'll stop the bullets. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what was going through his head. I think he thought they won't shoot a baby.
Yep.
So I don't think it's as monstrous as they made it out to be. Now, should he have been in that position in the first place? No, he's an idiot. Yeah. And he probably was a terrible person, but I don't think that was cowardly or monstrous that he did that particular thing once he's in that situation.
Now, I don't know if it picked up on the recording. I know we got the sliders in there, but you mentioned that you were called into a Nobody Likes Onions marathon.
No, that was before we even started recording.
Was it? Okay. Well, Kyle dialed in to a Nobody Likes Onions NLO marathon with drinking some 40s.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious how that went, because I'm not sure if the recording is going to come out. Like, what was...
I don't know what his plan is for the recording of that. I don't even know. I assume he was recording it, but I don't know if his plan is to break it up into episodes, put it on the feed, or break it up. And I assume he'll break it up, but I don't know if he's going to put it in the overdose, his bonus content thing. I don't know what he's going to do.
You got to pay for.
I don't know. So you want to know how it went? It went fine.
It went good. What did you guys talk about?
Like, you think I called in to be abused?
No,
like,
no.
I don't know.
No.
It went. Yeah, we talked about.
I wasn't. You know, you never know with those guys.
We kind of tried to pod crash another show, but it didn't really work because they were kind of half assed taking calls, and they wouldn't take a call from an unknown number.
Oh yeah.
And when if I called their Skype, they were like away.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't taking calls there. If I called their phone number from my Skype, like as a phone, it would come up as like a blocked number or an unknown number or something, and they wouldn't answer it. They wouldn't even like refuse to answer it. An automated thing would come up and say, Magic Jack is a piece of shit, and we don't take your calls if they're blocked because we're babies. Goodbye. So that didn't pan out. But I don't know. We talked about all kinds of stuff.
So to get in, you had to like say, hey, it's me, guys. Kyle, remember me?
I was in the chat, and then Patrick was like, I don't understand why. He calls it IJ Hat. He was like, I don't understand why IJ Hat Kyle doesn't call in. So I did.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a big deal. That's why I didn't bring it up, because it wasn't really a big deal.
Oh, I'm so curious to what you guys talked about. You're all so silly.
Silly shit. I don't even remember, really. I was
the
drinking.
Alcohol. Yeah.
And he was...
I'm sure it was all over the place.
He was like... 14 hours into a marathon show or something, so he was a little loopy, and I don't know
okay,
I don't know what to tell you. I don't even remember half the stuff that we talked about.
I can imagine. I just thought anything that stood out would be good content.
I mentioned this earlier. I did think it was funny when I called in, he was talking about how he had heard the only episode of our show that he heard was the one that they crashed,
mm-hmm.
and he heard my recorded version of that where I put an intro in it. And I said something about how like he had he had emailed me or something and said, like, you know, I didn't mean to piss your listeners off or whatever. And I was like, yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. and he was mentioning that when I called in, like, I could hear him before he said hello. Mm-hmm. He's like, and he was like, yeah, you did. And, like, and he said it in this shitty voice, like I like
that's
I was
his impression of
being
you.
A pissy yeah. ass about it. I was like, you did, though. I mean, I'm yeah. not upset about it, but you did. That was the whole point. It wouldn't have been funny if nobody got mad. But that was about it.
All right.
Bame says I was there. It was pretty great. So there you go. That's all you need to know.
Thanks. Sure. All right. Thanks a
lot. I mean,
lot.
If I ever get access to those audio files, I'll play them for
Ship
you.
Ship them my way, yeah.
Okay.
We'll play them on the show, recycle that stuff. It'll be hilarious.
Yeah. I got other, like, newsy things. I always feel weird about newsy stuff, but, like, okay.
It's been a while, actually. I don't recall any news topics well, this coming one, up unless we're like, oh.
This one is only kind of news. Yeah. This one's kind of, I guess, about sexism again, which is a thing that bugs me. Yeah. Conversations about sexism. I'm sure it gets old to other people. Like, we get it. We get it. You think people complain too much about sexism? Well, yeah, I do. And so I'm going to talk about it. It's my show. Fuck off. But I found this article. It says, CBS Houston wants to know how fat you think this cheerleader is. And they're so disgusted.
That can't be how it was presented.
There was a poll, but the poll is down now, so I don't know exactly how it was originally set up. But okay, here's the article. It says, "Yeah," oh, and here's a picture at the top of the cheerleader.
Well, good.
and here's actually a better, it's the same picture, but it's a full body picture.
She's clearly not fat at all.
I'm going to post this one in the chat. Now, actually, because you just said she's clearly not fat at all. Yeah. I'm going to be mean to her.
Okay.
She's not, I would not call this girl fat. I would not see this girl and go, look at that fucking fat ass bitch. However, she's got a gross kind of fat girl face, which, you know, throws everything off. She's got a fat girl face.
Is it like the lines that come down from the nose that are well defined, which fat girls tend to
have? It's a little jowly, like her cheeks are so stuffed that they're overlapping her lip. She's got a fat girl face. She's not a pretty girl.
Yeah.
She's one of those girls that tricks people because they're kind of fit, they're blonde, they're made up, they're wearing hot pants.
Yeah.
They trick dudes. You could look like a bulldog, but you're if you're dressed that way and you're tanned and you're wearing makeup and you got the bleach blonde hair, you're sold. So many guys are so fucking dumb. I swear, like, they're blind.
Yeah.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. So she's kind of ugly, but not really fat. Probably a little heavy for a cheerleader. Whatever. But so the article says, yes, this actually happened in an effort to make us all believe that CBS Houston is run by a bunch of immature 14-year-olds. The station has asked readers to poll in and give their opinion of the size of a cheerleader's love handles. Kelsey, who's a dancer for the OKC Thunder Girls, is fabulous and talented, but apparently that's not enough. Apparently we can't just appreciate the fact that she can do one mean backflip and practice stunts that most of us wouldn't even dream of. We must first give our personal opinion about where she stands on the BMI scale.
This reminds me, when I was at work, there was a large woman. Hideous. Not just because she was large, but she like asked me where something was, and she was talking to me, and she was flirting, and I was just very professional. I just answered her questions and shut up. I didn't get involved with the conversation, kind of ignored her, and I could tell, you know, she was digging me. Hey, whatever. But then the song that came on was what's that song? You are beautiful, no matter what they say.
Oh, is that Christina Aguilera?
Yes. And what was killing me not to laugh was that immediately after I kind of ignored her because I didn't want to acknowledge any, like, I like your earrings. You know, I just ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
What a dick. Whatever. But then she, after a long pause where she realized I wasn't talking to her or going to respond, she started singing along. just giving her fucking face and her figure.
Words can't bring down.
It sounded Kermit the Froggy. Yeah, like, oh, it was terrible. Anyway, this article.
CG Lover in the chat says, well, I mean, isn't looking hot the point of being a pro football cheerleader? That's what I think. It's not the point, but it's a huge part of the point.
Yeah.
Like, they're not gymnasts. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like, there's a reason they wear the hot pants or a short skirt, or and their midriffs are usually bare. There's a reason that they're not dressed as gymnasts with taped up ankles and stuff and mats laid out. Mm-hmm. They're not just gymnasts there for their skill. They're there to be eye candy.
Yeah, boner.
It's
makers.
Not the only reason they get a job as a cheerleader. There is skill involved in whatever, but it's not. It's really not about their athleticism. It is about looking hot for the fans, yeah, and whatever.
It's amazing how easy people I work with, coworkers, get interested in like a new coworker, not in my department, but like there's this new girl. She's not even attractive at all, but she'll have the blonde hair and an average figure, and all guys are talking about her. You see the new blonde from media? Ooh. And like she'll walk up to you, you look at her face, it's melting, and it's like, guys, take your stupid fucking boner goggles off. Ugh.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of like being tricked by trappings, you know.
She's real.
The blonde hair and the makeup and all that. And yeah, and the fact that she's accessible. That you could go talk to her, mm-hmm, if you wanted to.
So we work at the same place, yeah. Same social status.
Anyway, Fleenus is on the line. He's been on the line for a little bit. I wasn't acknowledging him, and he was getting antsy and started making weird drawer-pulling noises. Fleenus, what's up?
I think I might be seriously behind in the stream, because when you put me on, I was only just at the part where you talked about how you were on Nobody Likes Onions.
Wow, you are way behind in the stream.
I know.
Quite a bit.
How, what's up with that? What's going on?
It is all on your end, my friend.
Australia, bro. I
hate my country.
Well, it could be half on our end, half on his end. Maybe the upload is slow. I mean, there's always going to be a delay.
Yeah.
But I would think if the upload was the problem, you'd be getting, like, rather than being way behind, you'd just be getting a bunch of choppiness.
Mm-hmm. It's all so the fish eating at the core that connects our countries deep in the sea.
I don't know. Damp. Whatever. You called in to say what, Fleenus? Yeah.
Okay. A bit ago, me and I think Bames were talking about circumcision in the chat.
Yeah, cool.
And I wanted to say about circumcision and why I think it's bad.
Okay, bro.
How does it go in Australia?
You've got the floor.
Okay. Well, the thing about circumcision is it's actually quite dangerous. A lot of babies, even in, like, Western countries, die of, like, you know, like, infections from circumcision and all that kind of stuff.
I know I did.
Yes, you did die, and you are talking to us from beyond the grave.
Ooh.
Like, a lot of babies die from it. That, and it's really a dumb thing because it's not really useful in any way, apart from maybe it's kind of easier to clean, but it's not really useful in any way, and it actually removes a lot of sexual pleasure because there's a lot of, like,
oh boy,
nerves on the actual skin part.
But it's so hot without the sleeve, Uncle Foreskin.
It's so hot. The head of my dick would just be sweating.
No, attractive.
I don't know.
Sexy.
We had an argument about this with Austin Trees, a listener you're maybe not familiar with, a long time ago.
I heard his song.
He was really, really upset about this whole circumcision thing. Like, he was like, I can't believe you guys. Because really what I said at the time was, I just don't give a shit. Like, I've been circumcised. I'm kind of glad I've been circumcised. I wouldn't prefer not to have been circumcised. I think the, like, it really takes away a lot of sexual pleasure. I've heard that, but if I swear to God, if I was capable of any more sexual pleasure, I would pass out from it. Like, I don't need it. If the head of my dick was any more sensitive, I would prematurely ejaculate with myself.
Yeah.
So I don't need it. I don't know what the hell you're missing. Like, unless they snip the end of your dick off, which I think some people think that's what circumcision is. I think they think, like, you take a cigar cutter and just snap the whole end of it off.
Yeah.
Look,
why
I get it.
Why would anyone do that?
I get it. It is dumb. We don't need to do it. And the whole,
and
like,
it's done on babies, which is even worse. And,
that's debatable. It's
well, it's done on people who cannot consent.
Okay. Hold on. All right. So it's dumb because we don't need to do it. And pretty much all of the good things about it, I guess it's kind of been shown to help prevent the spread of STDs, specifically AIDS, but I think the effect is so small that it's negligible, really, and it's debated whether it actually has an effect or not. I don't entirely understand how it would, unless the idea is you get AIDS stuck in there and it just like hangs out and eventually finds its way into the head of your dick.
Dude, you got AIDS in your dick.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Whoa.
Hold on a second, Chris. I just added a guy to the call. But okay, so yeah, so it's dumb. We don't need to do it. That's fine. I agree with all that. Most of the shit that's good about it is like, chicks dig it. Well, they wouldn't care if we didn't do it, because it wouldn't be normal. And you do it to a baby. I think it's better to do it to a baby because they don't remember it, because that would suck. Like, if I wasn't circumcised, I wouldn't go get it done now as an adult.
Who would do that?
Yeah. But you're right. They can't consent to it, but they also can't consent to anything else. So I just really don't care. Like, if I have to come down, if I had to, like, vote or something, if it was up to me to make this decision, I would make it go away, I guess, because there's no point to it. But I really just don't care, and I'm glad it was done to me.
Okay. Well, then you have a good opinion about it, then, because a lot of people seem to think it's a really good thing.
I don't think it's a good thing, but I'm not missing that foreskin. I think it would only be a hassle if I had it.
You have to be a special kind of person to brag about that.
To brag about having a foreskin?
No, to be circumcised.
To brag about being circumcised.
Which I've seen, yeah. You get a bunch of guys around, we're all like, so, who's not circumcised? Jerry over there. Oh, let's make fun of him.
An uncircumcised dick is pretty funny.
It is.
But that's all because of cultural context.
Exactly.
Especially in America, we're used to most people being circumcised. That got pushed really hard at some point.
If it looked badass, there'd be no argument against it.
I just don't give a shit.
And silly.
I think uncircumcised dicks look hilarious, and I really don't care. But we do. We have another caller on the line now, Chris Mallon.
Chris Mallon?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I was worried my mic's not working. I'm Jimmy Finder, but I've got my mum's name on the Skype. I've only got her account.
Cool. Now we've got both of your names. Now we're going to track you down.
Using my IP address?
No, just using your mom's name and your name.
Oh, okay.
I did it and found your whole family, Kyle.
Congratulations, you weird creep. Anyway,
I'm still trying to find the book.
So you found his mom in Australia, basically, walking around.
I found her book! I'm the greatest man alive!
Yeah!
I've been to Australia, Flinus, so I probably know what you love.
You kind of have an accent.
I kind of have an accent?
Yeah, you have an accent.
Yeah, I'm not Australian, if you're wondering.
It kind of sounds New Zealand-y.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, where are you from,
It
Chris?
Does sound a little Zealand-y.
Zealand. Well, I haven't put that on the forum for a reason, so, yeah.
New Zealand.
Yay!
Yeah, it's New
we're
Zealand.
We're neighbors.
You've been outed. Now we're really tracking you down.
Well, I'm originally from England, but then came here, so, yeah.
New Zealand is way better than England.
So,
everything Flinus says, it's like he's speaking for the entire continent of Australia in my head.
So have you been to New Zealand, Flinus?
Yes.
Okay, you've been.
Flinus? Okay, so what's up, Chris?
Well, sorry. Yeah, and stuff. So you guys are talking about circumcision.
Yeah, and how much we love and hate it.
So are your parents Jewish? Is that why you have the whole circumcision thing over there?
No, it's just pretty normal over here.
Okay, because we don't even have it over here. Like, we have next to none when it comes to Jewish culture and circumcision and whatnot.
So you're all just walking around with snuffle-up-a-dicks.
Yeah, okay. Snuffle-up-a-dicks.
Oh, bird.
And we dick them too as well.
Oh, bird.
Oh, bird. Okay, yeah, so you don't... Yeah, we've got, like, at some point in American history...
Something happened.
It got pushed really hard as, like, either a health thing... I think as a health thing, like, it was more hygienic.
That had to have been it, yeah.
And so it just became kind of the norm here. People just get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically so comes down to, so would you like your son... Like, would you, it basically,
Wait, hold on. Does it hurt?
Yeah.
The procedure or just being, like... Existing as a circumcised man.
Like at your age now.
My dick hurts all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I
yes,
think
it really actually would hurt.
I think it probably does hurt to have it done. I don't think it's a pleasant experience. But it doesn't hurt like throughout life. Like,
yeah.
If I didn't know about circumcision and I never saw another dude's dick, or I'd only ever seen circumcised dicks, I wouldn't realize I was circumcised. I would have no idea. I would just think that's what dicks were.
I've heard it's really like weird when you go in water and stuff, and it's like really weird feeling. And
it's really crazy how it doesn't inflate, and you never get minnows stuck in there. It's really
the
weird.
Water level lowers because your dick's drinking the water.
Did you know that there's a fish in, I think it's
okay. All right.
The Amazon River?
Did you know there's a fish that'll swim right in your dick?
There's a fish in the Yellow River too, but
okay, so what's going on? Felinas said something dumb about that fish that swims in your dick. Felinas is new to the world. He's a bouncing baby boy. And he thinks everything's amazing and no one's ever heard of it. So, but then Chris said something and I missed it. And he's apparently not going to reiterate.
Felina said something about fish, I think.
Fish. Can you say the word bitch fish. For me?
What?
Can you say the word bitch for me?
Bitch.
I love the way Kiwis say the word bitch.
You like the way we say bitch?
Yes, because it kind of sounds... It's like halfway between bitch and butch or butch.
Okay.
Don't be a butch.
It is kind of a cool act.
Don't be a butch.
They used to sound really different, but my brothers were like, oh, we don't like the way you say this word. So they're like, oh, you got to say it this way and this way.
Don't be a butch, Orion.
I love it.
Well, I used to have kind of a British accent, but I don't know.
Not anymore.
Yeah, slang and stuff.
Who needs Britain? It's a shitty country.
So do you have any other questions about circumcision? I'm an expert.
Not really, just thought I'd call in, that's all.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd imagine here...
You play guitar, don't you?
Kind of. I haven't played in a while, and I'm not that good at it, but I do.
I forgot the brand of your guitar. What's your guitar brand?
It's a piece of shit. It's a Hammer Slammer, which most people have never even heard of.
I've cleaned those, because I used to work in like a guitar shop, so...
Yeah, it looks like a Fender Stratocaster.
Yeah, I've seen those, they're pretty shit.
Yeah, they are. And mine's even more shit, because it's like...
How can you tell it's a piece of shit just by...
Well, I'd have to... Okay, I've played one,
it's
so
like,
it's a piece of
like
shit.
It's like the sound you get sometimes, and how like the strings work, and I don't know, the way it feels.
For me, the biggest reason it's a piece of shit is that it doesn't stay in tune... well, it doesn't stay in tune, for one, like the strings don't stay in tune with each other, but it also doesn't stay in tune consistently up and down the fretboard.
Ooh. See, I assumed you had like an Ibanez or something.
No. Nothing as cool as an Ibanez, no.
Yep. They're pretty cheap here. They're like second cheapest guitar
no.
after Ashton.
I yeah.
Kind of lame people.
I was kind of being sarcastic about not being as cool as an Ibanez, although it's actually also kind of literally true that my guitar is not as cool as an Ibanez.
I got an Ibanez because I like Steve Vai, but that's the only reason I got it.
I hate Steve Vai.
Have you heard his music?
I think he should Steve die.
Just like Steve Jobs.
Unless he's already Steve dead. I don't know.
I've seen it, but I requested a song or something on one of the request forums.
Oh, refresh my memory. I probably did see it.
Yeah, I requested that you do Fuck the Police by Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It has to be sillier than that.
No, I suggested it because Cody
Kyle loves the
police. He hated that on his podcast, that he hated the band.
Oh, I'm not a fan of them either.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you are. You're a big
yeah,
Rage
I
guy.
I like Rage Against the Machine.
You love the machine. Ooh.
Rally round the family, pocket full of shit.
I went up and saw Black Sabbath, and they had the drummer from Rage Against the Machine, and he was really good.
Black Sabbath. What is that? You like bands with weird nasal dudes.
Yeah, I do. I do. I like tenors.
Is that a tenor? No more war pigs have the power.
They're tenors.
Rally round the family. So. Pocket full of shit.
Yeah, I'm a baritone, so I kind of like the tenor voice a little bit more.
My favorite thing about Rage Against the Machine is somehow he's screaming, but also kind of pouting.
The Rally Round of Family! I with a pocket full of shells!
And now you're playing it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wait, you can hear that?
Linus.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Sorry.
But going back to when he said he cleaned guitars, I thought my first impression was like, Yeah, I used to clean guitars and the Hammer Slammer. Yeah, that's a piece of shit. Just judging by how you couldn't clean it.
I can barely get stains out of it. It's really porous.
Yeah, I'm here to pick up my guitar that's supposedly been clean. The Hammer Slammer? Yeah, we lost that.
Actually, I just threw it in the trash.
Yeah. Deep clean it. Put in a rinse cycle.
That's how it goes. That would be amazing. Dry clean my guitar, please. I'll be back in an hour.
This Chris Mellon guy is hilarious.
What's that? While your guitar gently weeps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you reading the chat?
I've quieted your chat.
Yeah. Oh, and you went robot. Time to hang up on you.
Old Grandpa Bolts, you son of a bitch.
All right, we're gonna have to hang up on you guys because old Grandpa Bolts turned you into robots.
I can't really hear it, but...
Well, yeah, you wouldn't be able to hear it, but...
I am a robot.
If I can't explain this in a robot.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you now.
He's just in the background.
I am the robot.
Okay, you're gone.
I am the robot.
You're dead. Maybe just to be safe, we should take just the tiniest break just to reset that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, we'll be back again.
After these messages.
Break! Okay. Oh my god, we're back again.
I'm a technical difficulty, and I just had a terrible thought.
I think they saved us there. That call was going no place.
Yeah.
And we got way off track. I don't remember exactly where we left off. We were talking about the fat cheerleader.
Yes.
And I think a little bit before that, we were talking about circumcision, and then Fleenus was on a huge delay and called in about circumcision, and then mm-hmm. we just dropped it. But yeah. We were, okay, so I had just read this whole paragraph about how horrible, how mortified this article writer is because this other website was like, hey, what do you think of this girl's love handles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. CBS Houston asked, too chunky to cheer or just the right amount of jelly? I'm loosely paraphrasing here, but not as loosely as you might hope. So they put that in quotes, but that's not actually what it said.
Mm-hmm.
Too chunky to cheer or just the right amount of jelly. They linked to the poll, but the poll doesn't seem to exist anymore, so I don't know what it actually said. Morgan Shanahan from Blogger says, I'll say that again so you can fully absorb it. A major news affiliate. This is in all caps.
I love the voice.
In all caps. Yeah. A major news affiliate has published a poll asking readers to vote on whether or not a woman is too fat for her chosen profession, unironically. Shanahan continued. As if this story couldn't get any worse, because this is the worst story ever. Somebody asked if you think a girl is fat. You didn't even have to say yes. You could have all said no. But as if this story couldn't get any worse, Claire Crawford, the writer who took on this story of high importance, is now being criticized for her weight in the comments section. Well, that's lovely. Let's express our outrage about a piece that degrades women by degrading the woman who wrote it. Why is the default always to deprecate women? Why is the default always to do it based on their appearance? Why can't Crawford be rightfully criticized without mention of her body? What does her body even have to do with this? Because our culture just simply adores to criticize women's bodies. Wah, 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 wah. Ugh, come on. Okay.
It just seeped in snot, this article.
It's not like there was like...
So much crying involved.
It's not like there was a woman just walking down the street going to the grocery store minding her own business. Yeah. Somebody snaps a picture and puts it up on the news and says, what do you think, too fat to be a mom or whatever?
That would be fantastic.
Although, like, there's so many aspects to this that just, ugh. Like, for one, being fat, not anywhere near the same as... being gay, being a racial minority,
mm-hmm.
like it's not being disabled due to a genetic disorder or due to anything. Being disabled, unless like I guess it's kind of like being disabled if the way you got disabled was by like doing something really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But being fat is not, you know, like if you get born with too much melanin and people hate you for that, that's way different than someone just calling you what you are, and it's a thing you did to yourself.
Yeah.
But that's not even, like, I just think it's not that big a deal to call someone fat. I also think this chick was a cheerleader. It's not like she was a paralegal or something, and they were attacking her for her weight. And it's just an opinion poll. Like, what do you think? Like, here's a chick who gets paid to be attractive. Do you think she's a hottie?
There's a lot of other hot people lined up to take her place.
It's not news. If your argument is this isn't fucking news.
Yeah.
Like, what is this doing on your news site? It's not fucking news.
That's what the article should have been
Who
about.
Thinks this chick is fat? Not news. Yeah.
But the article was...
But it's not...
This is what it should have been about.
All this what? Bullshit about, why do we always have to shit on women for their appearance? I don't know, man. Because we look at stuff. I don't know. If it doesn't matter, then why are you so upset about it?
Yeah, that definitely reflects the people that took the poll, the people that commented, the people that are pissed off.
What I don't like about it, I guess, is that it's kind of thought police-y. Like, I was reading this thing. I didn't know if I was going to bring this up or not. There's this game called Dragon's Crown. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about it. It's some kind of side-scrolling beat-em-up thing by a Japanese developer. And it's not out yet. There's trailers and stuff, and there's concept art. And
controversy.
Let me see if I can pull this up for you. All Dragon's right. Crown. Dragon's Crown. Sorceress, because that's specifically...
Is this going to tap into the sexism element?
I was... Yeah. Seeing all this discussion on Twitter and then on this site called NeoGAF, which is just a big forum. Excuse me. Shit, hold on. I'm trying to find this particular Kotaku
article. That's
what I hate.
Yeah, there's...
Maybe they took it down. I don't know. Hold on.
Al, wouldn't that just be the dog's bark?
Of course this wouldn't link. Fuck. This is the follow-up article. Anyway, this dude posted this thing on Kotaku, which is a big gaming blog, about how it said, video game developers need to stop hiring 14-year-old boys to do their concept art. And
by that, they meant...
Like, this is a character from the game.
Oh, Jesus.
The Sorceress.
okay.
So she has just enormous tits. Just huge, huge tits. That's the craziest thing about the design to me. Like, other people were also like, well, she's showing so much skin. Like, she's got a slit up her dress, and so her legs are even barely covered, and maybe you might catch a glimpse of panties here and there. But really, the crazy thing about the design is the massive fucking tits.
While she's executing some kind of magic power.
Yeah, this little animated GIF on this page I was showing Orion. I guess I'll paste that in the chat.
Yeah.
But this animated GIF shows her tits jiggling all over the place. Because, that's not the one I was looking for. That's the one I was looking at, Rune 2215. But, okay, so this guy makes this post. He's like, these developers really need to stop hiring 14-year-old boys to do their character designs because this is so immature.
That's some serious shit talk, yeah.
And this shouldn't exist. Then the artist for the game made a Facebook post that said, it was in kind of broken English, but it was basically like, if this Kotaku guy doesn't like my female characters, maybe he'll enjoy this. And it was a picture of these three gigantic muscle dudes kind of cuddling. Which I thought was really funny. I thought that was a really funny response. Some people were taking it like it's a gay joke, and so that makes it bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced that it for sure was a gay joke, but even if it was, I don't give a shit. Like... Making a gay joke.
I don't like the potential possibilities of the human, the female anatomy, you know. Big tits? Never!
But even if it was a gay joke, I don't care.
No legs.
Because I still
small
think it's
tits,
funny.
There we go. Respect.
I guess what bothers me about this is because then I saw this, because then there was this follow-up article where that guy who said, 14-year-olds, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, okay, well, let me write a real article about the problem with this. And he goes into all this bullshit about sexism and how it's let's see. There was a particular part, and I can't find it now, but it was about like how sexism in the video game industry is a real problem.
That was the intention,
which
hurts
I'm sure. Women. Yeah. And
that's all their intentions, yeah. We hate fucking women.
Yeah, okay.
Look at these big titties.
Earlier this week, I criticized Dragon Crown's Sorceress, a character that seems designed to be ogled and leered at as a sexual object. I called it juvenile and said it was symbolic of a much larger issue of sexism and exclusion in the video game industry. What bothers me about this is it's not so much that a person sees this and goes, ugh. Like, I'm not attracted to this.
Not at all.
Like, I kind of like the character design except for the massive tits. They're distracting.
Yeah.
Because they're so comically large.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of just don't care. Like, if I saw this and I was like, ugh, that's where it would end. I would go, ugh, and move on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, oh, this is the problem with the gaming industry. Sometimes dudes draw boobs.
Yep.
And then I was reading this NeoGAF thread about it, and there were people like basically saying this shouldn't be allowed. We should speak out against this and get people to stop doing it. And then somebody would come along and say, so you feel like you should be able to dictate what people create based on your tastes? You feel like you should be able to say, like, you can't make this because I don't like it? And they're like, no, that's not what I'm saying at all.
That's totally what you're
saying. I'm not stopping him from doing it. I'm just expressing my opinion.
Oh.
But your opinion is that he should never do it.
You stupid fuck.
Your opinion is that it's hurting people and that they should not do it anymore and that they're doing bad things by creating things that they like.
It's all too common of to shield their argument. I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. I'm just voicing my opinion. Fuck off. But like the whole, you know, this is sexist. The woman is dressed sexy. She's obviously just a sex object. Well, it's working. And it wasn't their intention to be sexist, but if there are big titties flopping around, there's, you know, it's meant to be ridiculous or it's meant to be, I don't know, to sell the sex. That's not fucking illegal and it's not sexist.
Well, okay, first of all, big titties aren't sexist in and of themselves. Some people have big titties, not as big as this chick. Well, actually, I think there are a handful of people in the world who have tits as big as this chick, mm-hmm. and they have, like, back problems and stuff because of it. But for the most part, not as big as this chick. But still, big titties are not sexist. What if this woman existed? Would her existence be sexist?
Yeah.
And she's, it's not like she's just, like, I mean, she's a beat-em-up game character, so it's not like she's got a lot of depth to her character.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't exist just to be jerked off to. There are dudes in the game. Are we supposed to jerk off to them? Like, she's a character just like the rest of them. You can go around and beat shit up with her. It's not like she, like, you can pick this character, but for some reason when you pick this character, it goes to a totally different game mode where all she does is strip, you know? She's a character in the game, just like everybody else. And I just don't think it matters. Like, even if the point of this game was stare at her tits and jerk your dick, even if that was the point of the
game,
it hurts no one.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to force you to play it. And even if they did, it wouldn't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
It would just make you go, this is gross. I don't want to play this.
I can't help but think of all these bitchy, whiny people have to be aware that there are sex games out there where
but they hate them.
Potentially,
they hate that they exist.
Like,
God, don't get them started.
The woman's getting pounded, but she's not, you know, getting dominated. She's enjoying herself. They're having sex. Hey,
there's some kind of rape game.
Sexist,
like a video game where you're a rapist in Japan.
I forgot about that.
And that blows their fucking minds. Mm-hmm.
Their lids.
Is there anybody in the chat? Like, I know because, you know, you develop a listener base. There probably isn't, but is there anybody in the chat who, like, feels that sexism in the gaming industry is a real big deal and would be willing to explain it to me? Because I know I've definitely heard people respond to me like, I just don't get it.
No.
But I don't know what it is I'm not getting. I think the whole sexism debate, like, sexism is pretty clear cut, I think. It's discriminating against somebody
exactly. Based
on their sex. I don't see how you can do it to a fictional character. I don't see how creating a fictional character that other people don't like does it. The best argument I've ever heard is that, like, if all the video game characters are sexy, if all the video game female characters are sexy,
mm-hmm.
and they're all, like, sexed up, not just sexy, but, like, women, you might have a game where a dude's all dressed up in a whole suit of armor, and the female equivalent character is dressed mm-hmm. in a
metal bikini. Like, I get that that's dumb. Yeah. Like, that's not how I would, if I meant for you to believe in this
I could
universe at all,
hurt.
That's not how I would do it.
Yeah.
But it's not sexist. And it's not hurting anybody. Like, if I see one more chick in a metal bikini, I'm going to think that's what I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to just wear metal bikinis and let guys ogle me. And that's what my existence is supposed to be. I saw it in a video game. But that's not the whole thing, Kyle. Like, you see it everywhere in pop culture. Every woman on a magazine cover is airbrushed and photoshopped and made up and lit perfectly. And they're pretty attractive women to begin with. So you're taking, like, the most attractive women in the world, idealizing them beyond what's popular and what's possible in reality. That's what you see on every magazine cover, every movie. They pick the fittest, most attractive woman with a personal trainer in the world, and then they make her up and light her just right. TV shows are the same way. Video games, they're like completely created. They're drawn or whatever. And so they're drawn with these unrealistic proportions and these degrading costumes. This is what we see everywhere in the culture. And so, of course, we take it to heart and think that's what we should be. Like, grow the fuck up. You're a human being.
I don't get what they want to happen, these people, because they're fabricating this injustice, you know. But in their head, they're fighting a good fight. But what do they want to happen? All women are completely clothed. They're wearing pants and neat hair. Like, there's a view they have, a small little view that is correct, and fuck everything else. Otherwise, it suggests...
They don't know what they want.
Yeah.
They don't know what they want. Because let's say, okay, no more metal bikinis. From now on, every female character will be sensibly dressed. Well, that won't solve the problem, because that wasn't the only problem. What if you have a chick who's sensibly dressed but has giant tits? They all have giant tits. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll bring the bust size down. Okay, well, they're still all, like, really attractive. How come all the female characters have to be really attractive?
Yep.
Okay, so now...
The only way this could go.
So yeah. Now we've just got men. We just make ugly chicks with no boobs in pantsuits.
Like, no women in the gaming industry at all.
And I'm not saying, oh, that's so awful because women are only there. Like, we need to have pretty women or else there's no point in even having women. But of course, like, it's this, like, movies and stuff. Most movie stars are attractive people for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
We would prefer to watch an attractive person do something than an ugly one most of the time.
And to call that sexist is the equivalent of what you're doing. But it's, I guess, it's even worse when it's like a fictional made thing. And even the slightest disagreement with it suggests that you want to control what people do. And if they're creating a video game, just don't fucking buy it. And I don't get...
I have no
how
problem.
How it has to go past that. Why that doesn't shut them up.
I have no problem with you not liking it. I have no problem with you looking at this character design with the slit up the dress and the giant heaving tits that just jiggle around like crazy when she casts a magic spell.
Like, that's going to change what young girls are going to think of themselves. This game, those jiggling tits.
I want to be like that when I grow up and I can't help it. Yeah, I have no problem with you not liking it. I have no problem with you looking at that and going, ugh, really? Ugh.
I have no problem with a girl looking at that and going, I want to be like that when I get older.
Fine! Yeah, fine. I don't understand, like, just about anything else. Like, people will defend. It's art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you piss in a jar and throw a statue of Christ in it, mm-hmm. and people will defend it because it's art, it's expression. But you have to be expressing an idea that they agree with and think is important.
Period. Yep. Bottom line.
If the idea you're expressing is, I like tits, well, then you're out of luck. Hey, Vames.
Hey, Kyle.
What's on your noodle?
Well, actually, when it comes to sexism, at least in the lines that you're discussing, right. I don't have anything to pitch, especially not anything contradictory. Because, like, I mean, I do think that drawing of the sorceress in the dragon's crown is, like, kind of ridiculous. But, like, when he points out in his article or his response that it's, like, I wanted them to all have really obvious silhouettes.
Sure. I don't even think it needs a justification. I think
that's
it could
all it
have,
is ridiculous.
I think it could have been, I just like big tits.
Yeah.
Or even, I thought it would be funny.
Even that, yeah.
I don't care what the reason is. Unless he said, I thought I'd give her giant tits because I think women are inferior and I hate them.
There you go. Then it's sexist.
And even then,
black and white.
Even then, it's sexist, but it's not harmful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is something interesting that I've noticed a lot, and I notice this more often because that BioShark game came out, and well, that game has a very strong female side character. She's may as well be the main character, and I don't know if it was Ken Levine himself, but somebody that's like mildly high up at Irrational Games, the people that made it, came out and wrote. And told in an interview a story that they had with their publishers, like a discussion that they had, where they barely managed to get the character onto the cover of the game itself because according to the publishers, people don't buy games that have women on the box arts. How do you feel about that?
Well, is it true?
Like, that's a weird thing, because, apparently a lot of publishers are saying that, they had the same problem with The Last of Us, which is a game that has a strong female character in it, but it might be because, like, maybe they haven't tried it or something, and it's really hard to find out whether it is true. I don't have much of a stance on this. I mean, I would like it.
No, I know.
Like, not matter if women were on box arts, but, like... I thought it might be an interesting topic of discussion.
I don't give a shit about, personally, and I know I'm not everybody, but personally, I don't give a shit, like, if the game has a strong female lead, if it's a good game, I don't care. If it's a game, like, I would be interested in anyway, I don't care. That's cool. I'll play as a chick. And so I clearly don't, it's not like I'd be like, I want to play this game. I don't mind playing as a chick, but does she have to be on the cover?
Yeah.
Jesus. But, from the company's perspective, if it's true that people are less likely to buy a game if the prominent figure on the cover is a woman, then it makes sense for them to either not put her on the cover or to, like, downplay her somewhat.
Yeah, Elizabeth and Skyoshock made it onto the back cover, I think.
But I also, like, you could say, well, okay, it makes business sense for them to do that, but it's indicative of a larger problem. If guys won't buy, or people won't buy games with girls on the cover, that is sexism. Well, it's not harmful sexism. Like, it's, I don't know, man. I mean, that's like saying if I won't buy a game with a sci-fi setting, then I'm sci-fiest. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't call that sexist, but I would say that it's like kind of weird and unfortunate.
I really just don't think any of this fucking matters. I think sexism is potentially a real problem. I think there are real sexist things that happen in the world, and I think none of them involve video games.
Yeah. Like, the only, the only beef I have is when they make an existing character that was awesome suck.
Yeah, and I still...
Because she's woman's.
I still think that maybe you read too much into her character beforehand.
I don't know, man.
Even if a guy put out a game and was like, I am sexist, here it is.
Oh,
then fuck that guy, don't buy his game.
I had an interesting discussion with a friend of mine about the rape games.
Okay.
And he was on the side that, like there's a lot of fucking, like, games where you just murder people. Why can't there be a rape one? And I was like, well, I don't actually have a problem with there being a rape game. But, like, a lot of the games, in a rape game, it would be very hard to have... I realize that this is going to sound stupid the instant I say it. It would be very hard to have a good story in a rape game.
I don't know. I mean, that depends on how you define a good story, I guess.
Challenge accepted.
Here's the thing. Like, let's say...
I'm learning code.
A rape game because you want people to whack their dicks to it. You're trying to make it to explore the concept.
Can't we do both, Bames?
If your main character's... This, the rapist, like, there's no video games where you're just beating a person to death and all they're doing is trying to get you to stop.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean...
Like, that's the thing. Like, And there's no rape where you're having a rape fight with somebody and they're trying to rape you back.
Yeah, I guess there isn't a game where that's the point of it, is just to beat some, or at least not one I know of, where the point is just to beat some helpless person to death. Although you can do a shit ton of that in Grand Theft Auto if you want to, but that's not the point of the game. Yeah. But I wouldn't care if there was a game like that. When I say care...
Again, I wouldn't care if a game like that existed, but like... You know, it would be hard to have a good story.
Sure, that's fine. That's the thing. Like the rape game, I have no desire to play this rape game or any rape game.
That's why I feel that rape games are kind of forever. They will always be delegated to like Newgrounds Flash games.
Sure, and that's fine. Like I. No part of me is like, these rape games need more respect. I just don't think...
You brought up the rape game, so I thought I'd pitch in some...
No, yeah. You're fine. I'm just saying, your friend's comment about, hey, we have games where you murder people all the time. Like, there may not be a game where you just track someone down who's minding their own business and beat the ever living shit out of them,
but they don't
until they die.
Not even. They're just begging for their life and you beat them to near death.
And then you curb stomp them for bonus points. That game may not exist, but there's so much murder in games that I think it kind of balances out. What do we have? Like one rape game and like a bazillion games where you just murder dudes all day long?
Just taking the step forward to shut that down.
Like when you really think about it, even Mario Brothers is creepy.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All the toads got turned into bricks.
Have
you read the manual?
Yeah, that's like a backstory thing though. Like I don't know if that carries over. If that's considered canon.
You also just stomp on creatures' heads.
But yeah. Like the first thing you do in Mario 1, like unless you're being some kind of rebel, is stomp a creature to death. That's kind of creepy. Like, I mean, I know it's a bad guy, but it's really not doing anything. It's just kind of walking along and you kill it
in its own little world.
You kill it by stomping it to death.
Yeah.
But we don't think about it like that. I think it would be kind of hilarious. I'm going off on a weird stream of consciousness tangent now, but I think it would be kind of hilarious if that's what our attitude towards rape was. Like if you did it cartoonily enough, nobody would bat an eye.
Yeah.
Like if Mario went around raping Koopas.
I think I'd be totally down with that.
Everybody's just down with...
You're fighting, like, women and you just shoot dicks at them.
Parents buy this game for their kids where Mario just goes around raping Goombas and Koopas and Hammer Brothers. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, like a rape game, I have no desire to play it. And it's kind of... The idea kind of creeps me out a little bit. But... I think I can't think of a thing where you could create a game around it where I would go, oh, that's the line. That's where I cross the line.
There's no game that you could make that would make me like feel just be offended by the point of the game. Like even Metroid Other M, the point of the game isn't like to watch Samus cry about dead babies.
Yeah. So I'm trying to read the chat real quick because Zex and CG Lover are talking about something.
Chiming in.
Zex says, maybe a majority of games with female leads suck. Maybe that's why people stay away from games with female leads. Dunno, just a thought. CG Lover says, well, I don't know about that. All I've ever played are Metroid games when it comes to female leads. Those were mostly awesome. Then Zex says, like I said, just a thought. Then CG Lover says, story isn't really the point of a rape game, though, Bames.
I can only get into it if there's a lot of backstory.
Yeah. Then Zex says, naturally, there are good games with female leads, but maybe it's the fault of the publishers/developers and not so much the players. I tend to agree with that sentiment, Zex, says CG Lover. See, the problem I have with this whole discussion is all of this assigning blame and fault. Yeah. Like, it's no one's fault. If there aren't enough games with female leads to suit your taste, it's no one's fault. Nobody owes it to you.
I can't play a game that doesn't have a female lead.
Well, and even if you couldn't, nobody owes you that game.
Yeah.
You this is where it gets into dictating what other people do with themselves. Like, oh, you like to make games? Better start making some that I want to play. Or else you're evil.
I feel like if people would sit back and like think of it as a situation with like any other sort of consumable media like that, like books even.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what? There aren't enough books about hairy men fucking in the woods. I mean, there are a lot, but not enough for me.
Well, what I think people need to do is think about it like people, like you're talking to people. Like, imagine you're dealing with a friend of yours who happens to like making games, and this friend of yours has this idea for a game, and they've made like 15 games, and they all started dude. And there weren't even any chicks in the game. And this, they're getting onto their 16th game, and it's going to start at star a dude again. And you're like, what the fuck, man? I looked the other way the first 15 times, but this is absurd. You really need to make a game with a female character. If you don't feel like an asshole doing that to that guy, you are just an asshole.
Yeah.
He's just making what he wants to make.
If you ask them, have you considered making a game with a female lead? And they were like, nah, fuck that shit.
I guess that could potentially be sexism, but...
Yeah, but then they are also still, like, in the authority position since they're making the game.
Yes, that's the bottom line to me across the board. You can't dictate what these people do. It's a creative endeavor. You can't say, whoa, you're creating the wrong stuff. I mean, you can say that with your dollars by not buying the games you don't want.
Exactly.
I'm adding a phone number to the call. What's up, phone number?
This is CG Lover.
Yo, hey. CG Lover. What's up?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just thought I'd, you know, you guys were talking about the video game stuff. I figured I'd chime in.
Yeah?
I guess that I think it might, like we were talking earlier with sex, I think it might be more on the part of the developers, but in the end, that's really determined by the market.
Well, it's partially determined by the market, and it's partially determined by what they want to make.
You know what's kind of a sad thing? And this was really explored with, like, EA. Video game boycotts, especially against big companies, don't really work.
In what way? Like, in the sense that people don't actually boycott them?
Well, that, but also, and that ties into it, like... Let's say there's a good 40% people hate EA, and they decide because they're making all these Battlefield games or whatever, we're never gonna buy an EA game ever again. The people that are buying Battlefield games in such mass quantity that they're not even going to make a dent. They're not even going to notice that. But
40%.
But then if EA produces another game that's not like a crazy EA game, and it turns out to be good, and they're still sticking like we're never going to buy an EA game, EA will just be like, yeah, I guess people don't want to buy this one because that would have a smaller demographic already.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
It's weird.
You say they'd still be boycotting even though they made the game that they wanted?
Well, yeah, but like, you know, hang on, I might have put it differently. What I'm saying is that usually in the case of the video game industry with big companies, like, just fucking bitching and moaning usually gets more things done than not buying video games, which is weird and kind of unfortunate.
Well, the problem with not... I think you're overestimating the number of people who are bitching and complaining. People who would participate in a boycott. Because you said 40%, and then you said it wouldn't make a dent.
It might just be a vocal minority.
But, like... EA published a Transformers game, and from what I hear, it was good, and nobody bought it because people were boycotting EA.
Well, come on, it's a Transformers game.
EA came out and said, we're never going to make a Transformers game ever again.
Well, that was, if the people boycotting EA at the time boycotted the game they wanted, then that was dumb. But it also could easily be that people just didn't really care that much about a Transformers game. And a few people did, and then they were mad because a new Transformers game isn't going to get made.
Yeah, like, the thing is that, like, the people who would ordinarily... A lot of the people who would ordinarily care about the Transformers game were already, like, sticking to their guns.
Well, that's silly. But the point is, you don't have to boycott shit. I mean, maybe in the case of EA, because from Electronic Arts, from what I know about that, because I don't play any EA games, really, but... from what I know about that situation, most of the complaints have less to do with the games themselves and more to do with kind of peripheral stuff. Like
just their business practices in general.
DRM and DLC, downloadable content, and always on stuff. I know there was an issue with like the new SimCity, is that an EA thing?
Also, they were, I think it was The Consumerist, which is a consumer advocacy blog. They ran a poll for worst company in America, and for the second time in a row, EA won. And then the COO of EA, who I believe is like fourth or fifth up, you know, he's in like the top ranks.
The chief origami officer.
Wrote back to them and basically just called them a bunch of nerds.
Well, fair enough.
That's a shitty that comeback. Smart.
Why do I care what a bunch of fucking nerds think?
But I mean, really all you can do is vote with your dollars, and it doesn't have to be a full on boycott, company wide boycott. Just don't buy the shit you don't want. If a game comes out with the DRM you don't want, don't buy that one.
Rather than it's like a SimCity shit, then don't buy it.
Yeah, like rather than not buying games because you don't like their producers, buy games that are good. Like
It's so simple, and it's the natural thing to do. Buy games you want.
Yeah, but it's
I'm confused.
Like people don't notice it so much. Like buy games that are good. Like support really outweighs like trying to deter them.
Well, the problem is
as far as video games,
the problem is that the people who are mad about it are not in the majority.
Yeah.
That's the problem. The people who get really up in arms about SimCity being requiring a server connection and having all kinds of problems with that server connection, those people either didn't know about it ahead of time or the people who bought the game either didn't know about it ahead of time or didn't care. And then the people complaining, you faggots, we were supposed to boycott this game, were the tiny minority who thought we should boycott this game.
I didn't think anybody knew about that beforehand, or I don't know.
I think they did because I think I read about it before it came out.
EA released a statement in like 2012 saying they're never going to release a game that doesn't have an online component.
Whatever, man. Just buy the games you want. Don't buy the games you don't want. Seems pretty simple. Seems like the only way to operate. And unfortunately, if your tastes are not in line with the majority, then you're not always going to get your way.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
That's life. Suck it up. Is. You fucking nerds. The EA guy was right. You fucking nerds.
EA is getting like hard fucked, though.
Good, man. I guess. I don't care.
I was just speaking the news.
I'm not.
You've been doing, Kyle.
I'm not mad at you, Bames. I'm just saying. I don't care.
Jesus.
Any faggot that wants to ride some revolution wave, you know.
That's the problem, I think, with like maybe with this generation.
It must be.
Is that we want to turn everything into a revolution.
Yes, everything.
Everything's a movement.
It really is.
You want to be a part of it,
they can sit in their computer chair and feel like they did something.
I'm a part of the anti-EA movement.
It has a lot to do with the availability of the internet right now. Like, a lot of people probably have had those thoughts that a while back, like, I should do something about this, but now that online is so prevalent, they can just go to any forum or something and organize whatever, regardless of how valid it is.
I wish with the sexism thing, more people would propose ideas. Like, this is what I want to see in gaming, rather than just trash-talking every game that comes out and saying it's evil and it's harming society. Tell us what you want in a game. It's probably dumb, but tell us what you want.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be a more reasonable thing. Like, I don't think it's bad if somebody's like, you know, these Mario Galaxy games are great, but I would really like to see more of the new Super Mario Brothers style games. Like, that's just, you know, stating an opinion, putting it out there. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So if you were to say, you know, I kind of wish we had a game starring Ellen DeGeneres. that'd be fine. But all of the, like, you're harming society bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Toughen up, ladies. And half the time, it's not even ladies a lot of the time. Like, it's dudes. It's weird, wienery dudes.
going, excuse me?
Apparently.
Breasts are sexist? So if you could do me a favor and not have sexy breasts around, because it makes my sister cry. My soul sister, I mean. I don't have an actual sister.
At all.
It makes my mother cry.
I keep getting upset over them.
You said you made an example of somebody saying, I like these Mario Galaxies, but I'd like to see more new Super Mario Brothers games.
Yeah.
Pretty sure nobody's ever said that.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong, but it doesn't matter either way. It was just an example.
I don't know where you're getting that, Bames. I mean, I know Nintendo's been releasing a lot of those Super Mario Brothers games lately, and that can only be because the market wanted it. Because
they're easy to sell.
I know the first one sold like crazy, and then
I bought it.
Kind of started that whole thing.
I didn't like it that much. To be honest, I would rather they went back to doing honest-to-goodness 2D Mario games. They're never going to do it, though, and I'm not going to cry about it.
They're just going
to put your foot forward. Games. You owe it
Shut
to me,
down.
Nintendo.
Like
you owe it to me.
I didn't play any of the others, so.
I should tell them that making the characters in three dimensions is like hurting my feelings somehow.
You should tell them that making the characters in 3D and putting them on a 2D plane is ableist.
Yeah, man.
Matt's chiming off about Nintendo. I know he doesn't care for them very much.
Wah. Fuck Nintendo.
Yeah.
See, just popped in the chat.
Like, I heard him on the Alpha Counter podcast saying like he thinks that they're not even going to be releasing hardware after this next generation. They're going to move to software. I'm like, really, you think they're doing that bad?
Well, I
it's a little bit of an overreaction.
I want to go off on a tangent just for a second and say that CJess hopped in the chat and said, games, I like Tetris, which I think is hilarious. That's all she said. Games, I like Tetris.
Tetris too.
Okay, so Crafty Matt thinks that Nintendo will not be, they'll go the way of Sega after the Dreamcast. That's what he thinks is going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been keeping up with the numbers because I don't game that much anymore, but I just think, they did really well with the Wii. I think they can afford to have a few bad years with the Wii U.
I feel like Nintendo has been doing a lot more with their portable
their
handheld stuff, and they've,
like,
they've been kind of phoning it in as far as actual big consoles go, so I feel like they're going to be making
to do with
a
the
much
software,
bigger.
Really.
Yeah, but I feel like
I think the hardware has potential. It's just the software's lacking.
But I feel like they're on the
track. Oh, Crafty Matt's corner.
Bigger shift to have a lot more like mobile games.
Mm, well, I do agree that the mobile's much better. I mean, I just recently bought the new, or not new, but I bought the 3DS, and I already bought a bunch of games. I'm actually really liking them.
Yeah, it seems like on the 3DS, Bane? They're really putting all the
Crafty Matt.
Hi, Shut Crafty Matt.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Up. Hi, Matt.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, am I getting into a fight?
School him, no. Matt. School him.
Actually, you know what? To be honest, let me see. I don't know how many beers I've had.
What's the bone you want to pick?
Oh, no, I don't want to pick any bones. I'm just...
No, meet me by the flagpole, man.
I think Zex is right here. He just said, you know, the big tentpole titles are all going to still sell, and I think that as long as they have that.
I'm just mouthing off.
What did you... Is that what you called in to say? You just called in to say, actually, I don't give a shit.
I just called in to say, Kyle. I just called in because he's mouthing off saying, well, you know, I heard Matt on Alpha Counter and he's all saying blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm not trying to start some shit.
Boys.
I thought it was amusing when I heard it.
Man.
Kyle, so I still it recording
I'm
this shit.
Yes, no I'm still recording. Hey,
Matt.
Hey, Hens.
No ill will.
Hens, stop cackling for just a second. One at a time. Jesus. Yes, I'm still recording this. So what's going on? Are we having a non-fight that's somehow a real fight at the same time?
Exactly. It's a non-fight. I wasn't trying to start some shit. I wasn't saying anything about
apologize.
That's a great guy. I love listening to him on the podcast.
Oh,
when
Jesus.
With Sean, I think it's some of the best episodes. So.
Where did the fight begin? I'm confused. I don't know what the hell's
going
on.
We're not fighting.
Huh?
I think the fight began when Matt called in, and I thought he was looking to fight.
So I just wanted to clarify that there's not any. I didn't have any ill will towards Matt when I brought up what he said earlier. That's not what I was intending to say.
We all cool, brothers?
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
I think Nintendo is going to clean up this console cycle. I think Sony and Microsoft, they're both going to go to software only. And I think next console cycle, Nintendo's going to release three consoles, and they're all going to sell billions.
That'd be awesome.
Although, really, I mean...
And they'll all be virtual boys.
I have no idea how well any of these guys are going to do.
Strap that fucking shit to my eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google Glass.
I did hear something really interesting recently, though, is that...
Oh, my God, don't get me fucking started on Google Glass.
No, not to do with Google Glass.
Calm down, man. It's okay.
Not the Google Glass.
Google Glass? I tell you what.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Tell us what.
I cannot wait for to be in the goddamn elevator with motherfuckers all saying the same goddamn bullshit. Google Glass! Take my fucking picture. Google Glass. Take my fucking video. Google Glass. Suck my dick.
How many drinks have you had, Matt?
A few.
Okay.
Google Glass.
Yeah.
Walk my fucking dog.
But yeah, I mean, I did hear something recently about Nintendo that I thought was interesting, and it's that at this year's E3 press event, they're not actually going to be holding one of the big press conferences they usually have. Like, all the companies usually have a giant hour-long press conference, and Nintendo's like, fuck that, we're going our own way. We've got this service called Nintendo Direct, and we're just going to give the news straight to the fans online. So I don't know if that's what that means or not. I just thought it was interesting.
They shut that fucking channel down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, wow. What, they only have it on Spike, right? That's the only channel they air it, right?
You lost
Spike
me
Spike or G4?
Yeah, no, G4 is dead, so not no, G4. I mean,
you know,
what happened to G4?
It died.
The Wii, but they fucked that channel up, and then they had the news, like the Weather Channel, and they fucked that channel up on the Wii.
Is G4 something else now?
Well,
did
I mean,
it get bought out? Like a radio station?
I mean, what's the point? I just checked my iPhone.
Kyle, I think it's about time we ended the episode.
Bames.
Shut your wooden teeth.
Shut your wooden teeth. I don't know why. I don't know why
I
said that.
Because I don't want to write this shit down.
Shut your wooden teeth. I guess we can end it here. I mean, the fucking like Nintendo thing, like will they go to software only after? I mean, I think it's too early in the console cycle to tell, but I doubt it.
Exactly. Hasn't even really started yet. The other two guys haven't released their next gen console.
But I do doubt it. I doubt that they will go software only after this.
Isn't Nintendo on top of everything else currently?
During the Wii, they did very well. It's just their new console, the Wii U, has very much underperformed.
It kind of depends on how you look at it, too. Like, I mean, in terms of if you're looking at them all as equals and looking at like pure numbers, then they did like crazy good. But
but
they weren't really seen by gamers, I don't think, as the same thing.
Yeah. There's grandmas out there and moms out there that think like the Wii U is an add-on to the Wii.
Yeah,
so. Exactly. And that was a huge blunder on Nintendo's part, I think. I mean, yeah, it would be great if everybody understood the simple fact that it's a new console, but we got to understand that some people are idiots, and Nintendo didn't understand that just tacking a U onto the name wasn't enough to differentiate.
Well, I don't.
Well, it took me a while to figure out that the Wii wasn't just four GameCubes taped together.
I don't see how this, like, I've heard a lot of people say what you guys just did about the name of the Wii U and how, like, they only showed the controller, so people think it's just a peripheral. But I feel like the people who think that wouldn't have bought it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the issue, because Nintendo kept going for the casual gamers, so it may include some of those people. People who don't normally play video games but saw the Wii and were like, oh, that looks fun, I want to play that. But now they see the Wii U and you're like, well, I already have a Wii and this is just an add-on, right?
Well,
I just don't like the Wii U's name because it's fucking dumb.
Well, so was the Wii, I mean.
Yeah.
But
I would have preferred if they called the Revolution like it was originally supposed to be.
They should have called the GameCube the Dolphin. I don't think that, like, anybody who thinks that the Wii U is an add-on to the Wii wouldn't have bought the Wii U if they thought it was a new console. Like the,
yeah,
the,
I disagree with that. I think a lot of those people are the kinds of people who bought the Wii and then like played Wii Sports on it and then didn't buy much else. I feel like those are the people who have a very, very, very passive interest, and they're just like, oh,
yeah,
I've got this extra money laying around, what the hell?
I agree, but I think those people would never buy the new console.
Oh, yeah, because they already have a Wii.
Because they already have the Wii. There's no point. They've already got their Wii Sports machine. A lot of those people, they bought the Wii. It came with Wii Sports. They might have bought like two other games that they never play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And occasionally they whip it out to play tennis.
CJS has a pretty good addition to this. Games Who Bought You Bought Dumb.
Yeah. CJS is on point tonight. It a butt. She said, beer ass. Your face make Jesus cry. Why you guys always talk about games, T-O-K?
Well, somebody's really drunk in the chat right now.
Huh?
I'm just saying it seems like this person's really drunk.
She just wants to shut it down.
Oh.
I want to talk about penis.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say right now, I'm really, really sorry, Orion, that we took this in a complete direction that you didn't care about.
I know what these things are. It's cool.
Do you know what the Wii U is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. I thought you did.
Oh, yeah.
You going to get one?
No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait for virtual reality.
I'm pretty sure I said this before, but I think the reason the Wii U is underperforming is because Nintendo didn't understand why people bought the Wii.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm
completely.
So sick of them like announcing games that are gonna make me want a Wii U. I wish they'd cut that shit out.
What have they announced?
The Wind Waker HD remake.
Oh, see, that's something I'm not too keen on, all these remakes. I'm just
I'm so, so cool with it.
You know what I always think is funny?
I'm cool with it in some cases. I mean, I bought Star Fox 64 3D for the 3DS, and I'm loving it, but I'm just desperate for more Star Fox because I love that franchise. But
are you a furry?
Because he loves
I'm not a furry.
Thunderbird.
Good God, do not compare me to Chad Beats, please.
He just really
I like
loves
it because it's a good shooter.
Do you want to cornhole a fox?
Monkey fucker.
Oh, monk fucker.
You know what I always think is really funny about gamers, and I know the majority of them would be like, what the fuck, man? It's totally reasonable. But I always think it's funny that they all apparently, when a new console comes out, get rid of everything else they owned prior to it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's
I'm never
ridiculous.
That.
Is that a thing people do?
Wow, I like moment of clarity there.
They do it all the time.
I mean,
no.
I'm not saying you do it.
The console is backward compatibility or not.
Blah, blah, blah. Shut up for a second. I can't tell who's talking and what they're saying.
CG Lover, you're really going to have to stop that. Just everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's hard to pick up who's talking and saying what over the phone sometimes.
Okay. So let me finish my fucking thought. Jesus. So you mentioned the HD remake of Wind Waker, and I don't think this applies so much to that, but with other things, like I hear people talk all the time about how games should be re-released for these systems, and with the Wii, the virtual console stuff should transfer. It should transfer over to the Wii U immediately. And I mean, I get that would be nice, sure. I'm not saying they shouldn't do it, but the idea whenever I hear this brought up is that like, well, I don't have a PS1 anymore. I don't have a PS3. I got rid of it to get my new console, but I should still be able to play all my games. Backwards compatibility should, of course it should be a thing. It wasn't a thing until like the PS2.
Right. No, I agree with you there.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and I still have my original Nintendo. I have it hooked up to a old tube television, and in fact, my daughters still play it. They love Battletoads for some ungodly reason, and
who doesn't?
I mean, you know, and I've got my old Super Nintendo and my old Genesis. I never get rid of my old shit. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't. Unfortunately, my Super Nintendo is broken. Get this, my Super Nintendo has a problem where the mapper where one of the mappers is broken. I got to try to see if I can't fix it.
Aren't the mappers in the cartridges?
No, it's a mapper. I think it's a mapper in the actual system where, like, in Super Mario Brothers or in Super Castlevania,
where like Simon Belmont won't show up or Super Mario won't show up, to where the background is there, but the fucking character doesn't show up, and it's fucking annoying.
I like that you call him Super Mario.
Fuck you, man. Dick. Eat an entire bag of dicks. I don't care. Feast on the bag of dicks.
Fuck you, Bames.
I don't understand throwing out your old consoles at all. I still have my N64.
I think a lot of people trade them in or sell them on eBay or whatever, but I just don't.
Because they are the pores.
If you're going to want to play them again, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's silly to expect backwards compatibility for everything all the time, always.
I bought it once. I already gave you my money. I don't want to pay for it again.
Well, that's reasonable, but you don't have to pay for it again.
Well, what if you
really like what the. I think the best example of like good backwards compatibility is the Wii after the GameCube, because the Wii then utilized, because you know the Wii controller is a fucking stick with another stick that you can tie to it.
There's nothing wrong with backwards compatibility.
The best way that they did it was that the GameCube, as beautiful a system as it may be, had some trouble running some games. Like, it was a little buzzy and worry at times. And the Wii ran discs much better. It was like it was a lot smoother and everything.
Okay.
And it utilized the GameCube controller in games that like and made it an option to like basically it was like you can use your old shit to actually like enhance some stuff.
Well, yeah, that's cool.
And it made it generally like it let you play your old games better. Which I feel is really the only thing I would get out of backwards compatibility because I'm not throwing out my old shit. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Like, there's nothing wrong with backwards compatibility. It's a cool feature.
Convenient.
It's the expectation of it that I think is so funny and the entitlement that goes along with it. Like, I bought all these virtual console games on the Wii. I demand to have them on the Wii U.
That was the big thing with the PlayStation 4 announcement. Everybody was all up in arms, and they had their pitchforks and torches and were ready to burn the headquarters of Sony down when they heard that their PlayStation Network games and their PlayStation 3 games weren't going to be playable on the PlayStation 4. And it's like, okay. You know, I mean...
Yeah, that's so dumb to me.
I have to turn this off and turn this on?
It's a new console. Yeah, duh.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've been spoiled.
So into it.
I have to get up.
The reason that people, at least with the PS4, since we've kind of reached this point with like hardware and graphics and such, we're just like they're like we don't even need a new console, which is and that's like aggravating their their already founded annoyance at the lack of backwards compatibility.
I've reached.
Here's
the room
another
spins.
Thing. By the time that the next console generation comes out, all of the old ones are easily emulatable, unlike a pile of twigs.
I don't know that that's true.
I have a Wii emulator pulled up in a window right now.
I bet I wouldn't be able to emulate the Wii very well.
Yeah.
I don't know, I play Metroid Prime on it.
Well, I mean, but that thing about computers is... that they're not all the same. Like, I don't have a graphics card.
Yeah, I would definitely need a better graphics card.
Still don't.
I think mine would have trouble.
I'm just saying, backwards compatibility is unreliable, but internet piracy always works.
Here, here.
Yar. All right, maybe we should end it here.
Yeah, because the room is spinning.
Yeah, that's why. We're going to end it here because Matt is getting the spins.
Mm-hmm.
as usual, guys, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Check us out in the forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. M just posted a story about Legolas. And Spider-Man and Kermit the Frog all hanging out.
Yeah.
Butt sex.
Spoilers. what else?
Stop.
Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/itchat and twitter.com/itchat. I've been tweeting about sliders. I saw a horse do a dick thing in sliders. And so, horses confirmed assholes in all universes. Spreadshirt, itchat.spreadshirt.com. Get yourself a turtle team shirt or a pony shirt or a regular logo shirt or a circle logo shirt. Miss Nick thinks they're great. So great, she kind of pulls them off of her body.
Yeah, and donate and buy Kyle a new old man Boltsy Russ.
Yeah, yeah. Send me a donation and say, this is to get a new Grandpa Bolts. Get a grandson Bolts. I think that's it.
That should do it.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Word.
I just sent the show.